Mountain ranges, geology. Geologically speaking, the Montafon is very diverse. In his geological contribution to the history of Montafon, Christian Woldersdorfer names five geological tectonic building blocks. They are the Northern Lime Alps, the Grauwachen Zone, the Silvretta Crystalline, the Pennine Units, and the Quaternary Deposits. The Northern Lime Alps comprise about one-fifth of the area in Montafon and are exposed in the northern and western areas of the Montafon. They are the most diversified part, with many different types of rocks. To name a few of them, there are sandstones, clay, lime, and dolomite stones. The stone wall in Van Dans, as well as the Simba, which you will recognize as a striking rock formation if you look to the west, belong to this unit. The Grauwachen Zone is a 200-meter wide strip made up of Carboniferous to Pennine rocks that is situated between the Silvretta Crystalline and the Northern Lime Alps. This zone makes up about 1% of the area in the Montafon and runs from Rennsthal over the Bartholomäberg to the Crisberg, where you are now. One of the characteristics of the Grauwachen Zone are the variations of dark claystones, sandstones, arkos, lime, and marlstone. The Silvretta Crystalline and the Philignice Zone cover about 75% of the Montafon. They are mostly to the south of where you are standing in the communities of Schruns, Silbertal, St. Gallenkirch, and Geschurn. What makes it distinctive are the gneiss, mica slate, phyllite, granite gneiss, as well as amblephyllite, which originate from various stones and are creased in the millimeter area as well as the kilometer area. Tectonically, the Silvretta Crystalline belongs to the Eastern Alps sediments. It is a lot older than the Eastern Alpine rocks of the Northern Lime Alps. The Montafon has the oldest cohesive rocks in Vorarlberg. The Pennine rocks can be found on the Swiss border and in the geological window of Gargellen. Even though these rocks only make up about 6% of the area of the Montafon, together with the Sulzflue lime, they shape the landscape in the valley the most. You can see them in the southwest in the form of the mountains Sulzflue, the Drei Türme, or Three Towers, and the Drusenflue. The Quaternary deposits will be talked about in the next information point.